Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's really fantastic to have you here for another exciting Twitter Spaces. And today we're joined by CoinSender, but I'll let we'll give you more details on that. As always, I'm Mikna, your host, and I'm here to kick off things off with some exciting updates. And first up, I want to talk a bit about our Oasis Sentinels program, which has seen an incredible response with over 900 applicants. And while we're on the subject, just want to mention that if you applied and didn't pass your interview, don't be upset because you can reapply at a later date. But make sure you brush up on your Oasis knowledge. And I do want to give a huge shout out to our amazing community team for conducting so many interviews. You guys have been awesome. But yeah, guess what? We're still open for applications. So if you haven't already, head over to our website to check out this incredible opportunity. Next up, the Oasis Odyssey competition is still in full swing. And of course, it's not too late to join the fun because we're adding new quests daily. So dive in, test your skills. And the best part, there are SBTs up for grabs if you manage to secure a spot in the top 10. So yeah, make sure you don't miss out on the fun. In other news, just last Friday, we did witness the launch of Illuminex, the first confidential and multi-chain oriented DEX on Sapphire Testnet. This really is a game changer because Illuminex allows you to securely and confidentially swap and bridge between multi-chains. So yeah, as I said, it's live. So check it out at illuminex.xyz and yeah, explore the platform. Wednesday we do have a very exciting event Wednesday at 2 p.m. UTC. The next episode of Meet the Team will be on StreamYard, and I'll be joined by two brilliant minds, none other than Jurnik Kos, our director at Oasis, and Tadej Janes, director of engineering at Oasis. So this really is a conversation you don't want to miss. But the excitement doesn't stop here. As you know, DevConnect is just around the corner, starting next week. So it's gonna be a week packed with valuable content and events, and we're committed, as always, to keeping you informed with the latest updates and the agenda. So be sure to keep an eye out on our socials, because you don't want to miss out on the insights and announcements. But yeah, with these updates in mind, we're all set to dive into today's discussion. So I'll let Will take it away from here. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Vidya. Hi, everybody. As Vidya said, I'm Will. I'm Ecosystem Growth Manager here at Oasis Protocol Foundation. I think we're still waiting on the CoinCenter team, so maybe I'll just share some thoughts on what Vidya just went over. Definitely, the Sentinels program is a great revamp. So anyone who's interested in, being a core contributor to the community and helping us on the community ends, please check out the program. He's done a great job. This is coming from someone who came through the ambassador program to start my career here at Oasis. So, yeah, exciting opportunity for anyone who's in the community who wants to sort of help us on our journey. And then also the Illuminex DEX, this is really exciting for us. It's the first ever EVM compatible confidential DEX, which is, a big step forward for the space. It means that you can have confidential swaps, you can have MEV resistance swaps, and this can be interesting for, large traders as well as large institutions that maybe, this has been the thing that's been keeping them out of the space for a while. With that said, it's novel. It's the first ever. So please participate in the test net. That all that data they collect helps them to make sure that it's secure and that the user experience is run smoothly. So with that in mind, we are joined by Vadim from CoinCenter. So Vadim, please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, thanks for having me so much. My name is Vadim. I'm Partnership Strategic Manager, Director with CoinCenter, whatever you want to call it. Try to do as best and as much as possible for the product we're building. And yeah, happy to join. Looking forward to discuss everything possibly related to what we built together.
Yeah, so just a brief overview. CoinCenter is one of our most recent grants for the Oasis Sapphire Network. They'll be leveraging some of Oasis's confidential technology in building their platform, and that's a bit about what we're going to talk about today. So maybe, you know, a good overview of Anum is, can you just tell us what CoinCenter is and what its purpose is?
Absolutely, yeah. So what we like to call it is ultimate token management and distribution tool, which actually allows main possible functions to be performed with tokens on chain in general. And we also have a small centralized solution for accounting for enterprise and medium-sized businesses, also related to blockchain and cryptocurrency, and pretty much mass adoption. So that's what we do.
So when you say like distribution, is that like payroll or are there other use cases as well?
Yeah, that makes sense actually to jump into a few use cases. It's not only payroll, but payroll is something we started with. So originally, CoinCenter was a small application for internal use of our company, paying salaries to our engineers, as we are a Megadev mother company behind CoinCenter. And that's how originally the idea was born. But after some time using it for internal payroll, we found out that there are so many things that can be done with the same thing that we already built, such as same airdrop, payouts, testnet, activities, incentives, NFT tickets, distribution, POAPs, a lot of affiliate marketings. Payouts are being done through platforms like ours. So batch transaction is something, one of the basic and key features we started with, but a lot grew from there. So
awesome. And maybe you can talk a bit about like how you aim to simplify these sort of use cases, or maybe what you so saw was like a friction point in like the traditional ways that this was being done and how you guys are trying to improve upon that.
Yeah, so as I said, originally that was a idea of our accountant took ages to process salaries manually. When it comes to crypto, you have, let's say, 60, 70 employees. You need to send everything manually, spend time, copy-paste wallet, make sure the network is correct, all that. And that's what we was trying to simplify originally. We have kind of standardized flow where you can have your templates, you can upload the Excel, you can proceed with the scheduled and recurrent payments for now, which we actually built later. And that's convenient for some of our existing partners to load up the salary for the whole year and forget about it, to have people come and take it later. So it's, yeah, it's a lot of things to play around, and we are very much amazed. We are actually now at the stage where we are attending a lot of conferences and partnering with ecosystems that we see that we could bring some value to. But the main point is to find some great use cases that we could cover being a token management solution. And yeah, that's probably what it is. One of the things we are looking at to build in the future is some cool thing for some of our partners with testnets. The testnet crane is something that one of the things that we build, and that's going to be helpful because with some of the testnet programs, it's a whole bunch of headache for users to receive these testnet tokens with Discord roles and all that. And sometimes they want to do it simple. So this, some of the new things we're dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always believed that it's sort of like payroll and distribution management is like a perfect use case for crypto, right? Because it's an immutable ledger, and so it can take a lot of sort of the overhead that exists in like traditional payroll systems, and sort of it just takes care of it, you know, by design. So I'm excited to see you guys build out this platform. I guess maybe like what are some maybe risks that are introduced when you try to do it the Web3 way, or, you know, some things that, you know, you have to consider that maybe you wouldn't have to consider if you were doing, you know, traditional payroll?
Yeah, good question, actually. We're actively working on that. So I would say first thing is probably first thing we face while entering the market is probably the need for we have to explain people why you need to use crypto for payroll as long as regulations allow that, and what are the benefits to that. So this kind of onboarding people to Web3 world is kind of complicated, but a good argument there is that obviously integration with blockchain solutions allowing additional security, privacy compared to the traditional old school stuff we have in Web2 solutions. However, there are in other cases new advantages. Sometimes they can bring new problems, and some of the privacy issues appeared, some of the security issues appeared. Sometimes we have a lot of bridge cases being hacked during last year and some of them this year. And some of the private data and kind of sensitive data has been stolen. So that has been one of the key things to solve with the blockchain, and it requires kind of innovative approach to find out what to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say like onboarding people to Web3, as well as like, you know, privacy concerns, I imagine this is more on the enterprise side. I know we talked a bit about what you guys are doing on the Web3 side, but is there anything to add on what you guys look to do now or in the future when it comes to enterprises? And maybe, you know, how much they value privacy and confidentiality when they're picking sort of a payroll solution or a distribution solution?
Yeah, for enterprise, it's especially essential topic for to have the data secure and private, especially if we're talking about strongly regulated entities in European Union, USA, and a lot of regions. We have pretty strict data protection scopes, which simply wouldn't allow a lot of enterprises to integrate with some of the even good problem solving tools, because they simply do not comply with some of the basic things regarding privacy. And yeah, that's kind of been a big issue. And I believe our integration with Sapphire solution is something that we are trying to bring to it to make sure we solve those problems.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm glad you like bring up like sort of the regulatory necessity for privacy in like EU and other areas of the world. Like in Web3, I think sometimes privacy and confidentiality gets, you know, I don't know, maybe a negative connotation. People often believe that like regulators are against privacy, but they fail to acknowledge that like in the traditional worlds, you know, privacy is mandated. Like in order to have these enterprise solutions, they require that they keep their user data private. So in order for Web3 to be compliant, we actually need privacy. So I think that this is something that's often overlooked, and we can do a better job at educating the broader Web3 community. So with that in mind, yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, privacy, you mentioned Sapphire. What are, you know, how has your experience been building on Sapphire thus far? And what are some of the, you know, features that you're leveraging the confidentiality that Sapphire brings in order to bring to your platform?
Yeah, good question. So first of all, that's been amazing experience building, because, I mean, each new technology our teams are jumping into, whether it will be for Coin Center or as we build it, it's always helpful to stay in touch and have somebody to guide us through, which has been definitely done by Oasis team. And we are now at the stage where we are fixing some minor potential security issues, which are just 1 or 2 days before we finish, but it's almost functional, and it's been pretty great to achieve what we achieved with it, which allows us to store private variable on chain in an actually private way. So we have some information that's stored on chain, that calculated on chain. For example, one of the things we build is affiliate system for people to be able to invite referrals to CoinSender and share commissions. And that's kind of one of the things that allow us to remain confident so people cannot go to the contract and doing some not too complicated technical stuff, figuring out some of the private information of who is whose referral and who gets paid what and all that. That's should be remaining private, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, at least from what, you know, I've seen, basically you're enabling people to connect like an email or a referral code with a wallet address, but in a way that no one can actually see what email is connected to that wallet address, but you can still guarantee that, you know, they're rewarded, you know, correctly due to the fact that it's happening on chain and autonomously. So, you know, I think that's really exciting stuff. And I think, you know, hopefully we see a trend, people moving to this in the sort of social campaign and referral space in the future. I know the other thing that you guys are building are recurring and scheduled payments. Where do you see like privacy being involved there, and how important it is to your protocol as a whole?
Yeah, this is very actually efficient thing that we've managed to build. And main thing how we achieved privacy there is, again, when it comes to recurrent or scheduled payments, the schedule itself is stored on-chain, and recipients are stored on-chain. How many tokens should go to who, it's all on-chain information that we are kind of trying to engage blockchain as much as possible, remain in deficient technology, but that it would be more transparent than it should be if private variable would be easily accessible as it is on the most of EVM solutions. So I guess that's what we can achieve. People can, like CEOs or accountants can put the, I don't know, yearly salary, especially if it's stable, and just have it becoming available for people to come and take it as long as the time coming, and no one can see how much other people earn, or outside of the company they can see who's earning what from inside, and, you know, kind of keeping things at their place and keeping data private where it's required to.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people would see payroll company, they'd be able to, you know, pretty much guess or assume that you'd want to like hide payments. But what I really think is interesting is that you also, you know, incorporate it into these other features, such as, you know, like you said, hiding the time that a scheduled payment is, or hiding the frequency of recurring payments, or, you know, the referral program or something like that. You know, these are like, I think, the more interesting use cases. They demonstrate how Sapphire and how confidential logic, you know, enable more sophisticated applications so that we can better compete with our Web2 counterparts. I guess what I'd like to know is, like, are there additional features? Do you think that privacy and confidentiality is going to, you know, play a role in other future plans for CoinSender as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first of all, probably this is going to be required for the middle and global business services that CoinSender makes available. And those are mainly required, like those are mainly concerning the points where you have, for example, some data about where company is from, or some registration data that will be stored linked to the account in the future, some things that we're currently building. Also, there are some private forms of business establishment where different taxes are applicable to different entities, and this is something that can be also decided on chain by preliminary input, and no one else could see that. So yeah, kind of any, like, as long as people are good with business, you could guess how much things could be used against business, so how much things should be hidden from private eye and from public eye. And that's what we are achieving. Like, probably that's the most way to go. And yeah, I mean, it's a whole big field to play with, actually. And that's why we love to work with the technology, because I'm pretty sure that within the following year, we will come up with 100 more use cases and probably build 50 of them at least.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. And I honestly, you know, I hope, but I also sort of expect that is the pattern that we expect to see, is that, you know, once people start playing with this technology, once they start building and seeing, you know, what can be built, it'll inspire them to integrate it into more and more aspects of their applications and build more and more innovative things. So I just want to, you know, say thank you. And we appreciate you being a part of our ecosystem and being one of the first adopters of our technology.
That's appreciated. And we also, sorry for interrupting, but that's really appreciated. And that's completely mutual, because we're also happy to be part of something big and important come into the game. And yeah, let's see how far we can take it.
Yeah. And on that same note, I guess this is falling back to what you said, where you had like sort of invoices and you had different, you know, disclosures that had to be given based off of what region of the world you're in. You know, one of the things that I think is very interesting and you know, useful about Sapphire is this ability for selective disclosure. So the ability to say, you know, let's say I have an invoice NFT. I can say, I want Will and I want Vadim to be able to see it. Maybe I want one other wallet to see it, but I don't want anyone else. And you can sort of modify who has access to it at what point in like sort of a supply chain or, you know, a payroll process. Have you guys looked into that at all? And you know, do you find that that's going to be useful for you guys in your application?
Yeah, definitely. One of the very important features, like not in features, but probably steps in a roadmap, is we are already at the moment, we are working on future integrations with some of the big enterprise software solutions in their extension shops, such as SAP, Salesforce, other ones. And there are so many data streams that I wouldn't want to go deep into that now, but these include all the supply chain, warehouse, sales. Some of them include human resources stuff, and everything is connected to the accounting because it's all business. And yeah, it gives an opportunity to the whole lot of streams of information, from analytics of the past payouts or, I don't know, client payments, or at the same time, that could be documents, potentially in the future. One of the things we're considering building a signature features for. There are some solutions already like that out there on the market, but they wouldn't have other efficient features we do. So we are trying to become a enterprise hub and kind of points to get into Web3 for big businesses. So that opens up a whole lot of stuff for us to build. And yeah, a lot of things we were playing around, as I said, from simple analytics and taxes and legal establishment of the company and other private information that could be potentially used against the company, but at the same time, it's required to be stored by the company. And yeah, that's what we play around with. And hopefully we will come up with something interesting to build something innovative and keep on doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, back to what I was saying before, you know, I've always thought that, you know, sort of payroll is, you know, one of the more practical applications for like blockchain technology. But like, sort of, as you said, the same sort of infrastructure technology that supports payroll, you know, also enables all these things, especially when you're getting into like POAPs, you know, NFT distribution, loyalty reward distribution, supply chain, like it's all very similar. So yeah, it makes sense for you guys to branch out into these spaces. I guess, you know, my last question regarding like Oasis and Sapphire and the ecosystem really is, you know, right now I think you're mostly focused, or most of what has been built regarding Sapphire is like sort of native to just the Sapphire network. Have you guys looked into the Oasis privacy layer, which, you know, sort of is a solution or a framework that enables applications to sort of communicate cross-chain, so that, you know, you can give some of these privacy benefits to other networks as well. Have you guys looked into this Oasis privacy layer, and do you have any plans for it in the future of CoinCenter?
Yeah, we actually do, and What's interesting is we are working on that as a potential next step that we can expand, but it's kind of floating back and forth because it's already like what we already integrated is other like tokens that supported on the privacy layer by Oasis. It's something that can be worked with on CoinCenter already. And there are a lot of ways for building some bridge solutions, cross-chain, extensive functionality that we are thinking on and working with, preparing the idea and trying to make it useful for users to go with it. And yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff to play around, but that's definitely, as I said, it's opening up a lot of opportunities. It's at the same time, like every bridge in technology raises up a security issue as of me for now. So I would say this is something we are taking another minute to prepare good to, and some good news, I think, and good, announcements will be released on that topic soon too. So that's a fact, we're working on it.
Yeah, that raises a good point. You know, I do think it's better to focus on the security than necessarily the getting too far ahead of ourselves. I guess though, maybe like, you know, recurring payments, like having a smart contract on Sapphire, you know, manage when payments will happen on other networks or something like that. That might still be something that's like practical to do. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that we'll explore these in the future. I guess, you know, before we start doing our closing thoughts, do you have any questions for me, or, you know, just any comments that you'd like to share regarding your experience building on Sapphire, or anything that you'd like to share in general?
Yeah, in general, probably as mentioned before, but I would like to elaborate on that a little bit. Very much appreciate the constant feedback, the input that our team gets when it's required. Very much appreciating the technology itself, because as we are discussing, it's opened a whole lot of opportunities, firstly for business, and for us, it's important to onboard businesses and non-Web3 users to Web3. This is kind of a personal thing I have, and I guess some people would cheer here it with me. So, but there's definitely a great experience and great perspective. We see the market turning up and a lot of regulations coming. We have ISO new standards. We have a lot of things in the industry that will open up the opportunities for exactly business integrations that we are talking about now. And yeah, can't wait to be part of it, and good to start as early as we started, as well as the technology Sapphire itself was invented, as well as this was integrated with CoinCenter, and we started to play around with what we can bring into the industry and which features we can give to potential users of ours. And yeah, amazing journey we got on together, and appreciate everyone who's supporting that from any sides. Very much appreciating the community. That's great to see people are engaging in our quests and just commenting, staying active on socials, using that for personal points and things that they need to do. Our integration in particular brought some features that other chains don't support on CoinCenter, and that's great to have it moving forward. So I guess there will be something I could point out here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I sort of say, you know, those who build during the bear are rewarded during the bull. So, you know, great to see you guys, you know, during these last few months, you know, get innovative and really put your head down and focus on building. You know, I guess with that in mind, you know, any last thoughts you want to share regarding like your future roadmap or any upcoming events that you might have that you want to share with our community, as well as how can our community, you know, keep up to date with CoinCenter and everything that you guys are doing?
Great point. Actually, speaking about where we can get in touch, we are happy to, like, we are constantly having all the updates on our socials, which are everyone is welcome to follow. Also, me personally, I'm very much open for conversations, discussions, ideas, anything. If anyone from the community sees that, oh, wow, CoinCenter looks good, but they don't have this one, which would make a lot of sense for me, I'm more than happy to hear the story. I'm very much interested in finding new use cases because best solution comes from worst problem. That's what I believe. And I'm pretty sure that's what we got to do. At the same time, for roadmap, we are at the point now where we are very active with the community activities. We are trying to engage people. We are doing some integrations in general and playing around the existing features. We are planning a seed round later next year, depending on some discussions, maybe earlier. But yeah, a lot of things to work. One of the great things to point is probably we are releasing our token next year, which will have mainly utility meaning. And yeah, that's kind of the key points for now we are looking at. And obviously, at the same time, expanding our network, attending the events. Very much happy to meet someone in person if there is any interest to get introduced and just network or talk about anything in crypto and related to our space, right? Because we're fond of it. So yeah, very much happy about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, exciting to you know, hear some of your roadmap plans. Hopefully we can have some more announcements soon. And yeah, you know, I think just on behalf of the whole Oasis team and the whole Oasis network, you know, thank you for being one of the, you know, first adopters of Sapphire. Thank you for innovating and demonstrating what can be done with our network. And thank you for joining today and telling us a bit about what you guys are building. It was a great space, and it was a pleasure to have you. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you later.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for having me. Thanks for joining. Talk to everyone later. See you guys, and have an amazing day.
Bye.